Hi, my name is April Kirkwood. Welcome to Life with Love, Let It Happen. Today we're talking about how to get over a breakup. I know he did you wrong. He's a scoundrel. He cheated. He lied. He destroyed every ounce of faith you had in the entire concept of commitment, relationships, monogamy, trust, honor, respect. Psh, on the floor. That's where it landed. It's happened to everybody. It's part of, I think, being a human. When my husband, soon to be ex-husband, decided that he was madly in love with my first cousin, I turned into the Wicked Witch of the West. I mean, I was so full of rage, and all I wanted to do was make him hurt the way he hurt me, make her hurt the way she hurt me. I felt violated in every single way possible. And I did some things that were really not very nice. As I look back, that was years ago, you know, I shudder that I would be reduced to such a hurt female that I would retaliate in some of the ways that I did. But the outcome of that is what I want to share with you, and then how I found my way back to love. The outcome was pure disaster. I embarrassed my father, my family. None of them knew what to do about it. They are much more conservative. They wanted to sweep it under the rug and just let me go on. I can't speak for them, but I know I hurt them. I hurt myself. I hurt my integrity. I have to live with every single thing I said and did. And most importantly, I hurt my children. The ink was barely dry on the divorce papers, and he's making plans right up the street to have this wedding. And of course, when all of this was so close-knit, my kids were pushed in the background for many reasons other than the children. The children suffered. I'm here to tell you, although you want to be that woman that gets back, that wrecks his car, messes with his cell phone, and probably you can come up with a lot worse when you are in the throes of having your heart shot up and stabbed in a million pieces. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you can't think, you blame yourself. Then you start pleading with them, please come back, yada, yada, yada. We've all been there. I want to talk about how I came back to living my life fully with love, and you can too. Let's just close our eyes and take three relaxing breaths at your own pace. Anxiety is the number one issue in America right now. So it's very important that we do self-care in any of our practices. And let's set our intention. Please, I intend today, with your help, dear God, to learn new ways to heal, to learn new ways to see the broken parts of my life, and to renew my life with love and joy. And so it is. So what if I told you some of the ways that I got back to who I am today? I didn't change my ex-husband. I didn't change some of the other idiots in my life. I didn't change some of the pain. Some of them I had closure with, some of them I did not. But I found my way back through changing my perception and getting more information about perhaps, what life is truly for. And I'm going to share those with you. I also do counseling and coaching and groups and public speaking. And I believe that the world is in such pain right now. This can extend not only to the men in our lives or the women in our lives who have broken us in pieces, but to all areas. The terrible boss that pushed you out of the office, the co-worker who was competitive and not a team player, the children who you gave everything to and they turn around and do exactly opposite and you still can't figure out what's going on, or worse yet, people, those people who have passed away and left so many unanswered questions. It's very important that we remove all this resonance and this leftover negative energy, because if we don't, you will just get more of it. Like attracts like, energy attracts energy. If you keep yourself in that place of sadness, pain, sorrow, tomorrow will be based on what you did today. More sorrow, more sadness, more anxiety, more depression. It's hard to pick yourself up, but let's go back. Getting over that no good SOB. These are the things that I'd like you to discuss with yourself. You know, oh, nobody, an exclamation for whatever you've done, wherever you've been, and whatever you're thinking. One thing I'd like to tell you is I truly believe there is a reason for every person that comes into our life. I also believe in reincarnation. I also believe that we carry energies from past lives. I also believe in karma. I also believe that these relationships have been beautifully set up to teach us lessons about love. Love is everything. Love is the cornerstone of everything we do. We wouldn't even be here without love. We wouldn't have been born without love. We wouldn't have the energy to get up and take care of our little ones, our grandchildren, our dogs, our jobs, if we didn't have some sort of love for ourselves. So everything I talk about is going to circle around those energies, realigning them to where you are supposed to be. A beautiful soul, taking the journey back to Earth in a pre-planned way that you and I could not even imagine creating. I mean, it's so perfect that I'm so grateful when I see things unfold that I didn't understand years later, and I'm like, oh, I get it. And I know there's a lot more I don't understand. When I get to the heavens or the heavenlies and I talk to my God and my angels and my guides and my family and my tribe, it will all be made clear. But right now it's not. You're hurting. You want to stab his eyes out with a knife, fork. Fork would hurt more. I want you to enlarge what part you may play in this. What part he plays. I don't believe most people come into the world wanting to hurt somebody else. The journey is a mess sometimes. We make poor decisions. I want you to remember also that you're human and he's human. And mistakes are part of the game of life. I want you right now, wherever he is, whatever he's doing, I want you to mentally give him permission to be free from all this pain, all the sorrow, all the guilt, all the hurt. Pray for him. Visualize him. Let him go. Put a beautiful light around him. If you have to, cut the strings between the imaginary strings that bind you together. Sometimes I imagine myself loving them, holding them, having a conversation, but I free them to learn their lessons. Whatever they are, it's none of my business. Also, I want you to give yourself permission to be free as well, to grow from this, to learn from this, to be better from this. I can give him and myself permission to be free. I can give him and myself permission to be free. One more time. I can give him permission as well as myself to be free. And so it is. I hope you'll join me on aprilkirkwood.com or reach out to me and my team, aprilofcourse@gmail.com. Until we meet again, live with love. Let it happen. We're going to make it. You and I.